Welcome to our morning show studios. Thanks, Bo. We're here, live radio, baby. And Richard Knuth is in the studio with us, and Molly B. as well. We appreciate you joining us. Richard, you got a big show coming up here real soon, don't you?
Yes, we got a veteran show. Molly is doing a veteran show for us. It's open to the public, and it's going to be on June 1st at 1 o'clock. It's a Saturday, and we're promoting it, of course, and Molly's promoting it, and we hope to see more people and fill the house.
Tickets are available, it sounds like.
Yes, we're still got tickets available, probably in the area of 150 to thereabouts, and they're $36 and $34, and we got seats available.
The Cal Center in Reedsburg. So you're events coordinator for American Legion Post 350, and this is a special show to salute veterans again, isn't it?
Yes, this is a tribute to the veterans that Molly and her cast is putting on. So if you're a veteran or a non-veteran or anybody in the public and wants to see a nice show and enjoy themselves 2.5 hours of enjoyment and happy music, this is the place you want to be.
You sure do. Well, good morning, Molly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. So, you know, I every time you come down here and stop and see us, I always say, would you please play someday? And you're always busy.
Yes.
But you did bring the concertina today, didn't you?
I got to correct you. Yeah, this is technically a button accordion.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like a concertina. The only difference is my left hand on the button accordion is actually bass notes and chords. And I just, for those at home, you didn't see it, but I only played two buttons. If I was going to do that on a concertina, I would have had to play one button for the first one and then four for the next all at one time. Oh. So this is a little bit easier. Maybe.
Okay. Oh, I don't know how you do it because you know, both sides of the brain are working overtime, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are. They are. Very much so.
So, I know you went to Wisconsin Heights High School again this year, didn't you? Cross Plains High School. You did a little thing for them, for the students?
I did. That was very fun. We were there all day long, and I taught them about the instruments, taught them about the history, a little bit about me so they understand like how my music career has developed. And then they got to dance in the evening. We had a dance as well. So, yeah, it was very, very fun. We do it every year.
That's great that you introduce that style of music to a new crowd. That means it's going to live on, right?
Hey, that's what I say. And I was told some statistics this year that their band and orchestra program are actually growing at Cross Plains. And they feel it's because of our workshop that we do. So that's really awesome.
Oh, that's wonderful. And of course, you were involved in band and music and choir back in high school.
Everything I could get my fingers in, I was involved in. I even started our show choir at our school. It wasn't much compared to like what you see today in show choirs, but I started a show choir. I was a student director for the band and choir. I wrote songs the band choir. That was just when I was little, and so it just kind of continued.
So, what instrument did you first take up, Molly?
It'd be piano.
Oh, the piano.
Yes,
all right.
Piano when I was 4, and then trumpet when I was 10.
My goodness. Yeah. And you still play them a little bit in the show, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I don't play, you'll never hear me play like classical style piano unless I'm playing for church. Other than that, you usually just hear me do chording and more simple melody lines on the piano. So I don't get to express myself on there. But hey, I got my other how many umpteen instruments I can play. So I'm good.
So you've stayed busy, you and the band?
Yeah, actually. So I've been a part of Squeezebox for 18 years now, and the band is actually taking somewhat of a break this year. We're only doing about 30 to 40% of our gigs, but that doesn't mean I'm not performing. So I'm performing with a band I put together called Molly B and Friends. And then I also am performing with a band out of Wausau, Wisconsin called The Music Connection. So between Music Connection, Molly B and Friends, and Squeezebox, my schedule has remained very full.
That's awesome though, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's very awesome.
Doing what you love.
Oh my goodness. I can't imagine doing something I don't love. I'm like, this has just been great.
Would you play us a song since you have the instrument in hand?
And yes.
I've chorused you to finally play for us live on the
Yes, I am wearing the accordion right now. So, yeah, I'm going to play the first song I ever learned on the accordion. And if it's getting long, Phil, you just got to give me that, like, cut, Molly. Okay? All right. So here's a song called the Kinder Polka.
All right.
Thank you.
So much fun. Oh, my goodness.
I say songs in 2/4 time, you just can't go wrong with them.
You can't.
They're just happy, snappy.
It's such a happy, right? Happy sound,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I was watching that physically after a show. Are you like worn out? I mean, you're doing all your workout, aren't you?
So the instrument I'm playing right now is the one that I don't, you'll see me play probably maybe up to 4 songs on this, up to 4 songs. Other than that, I'm playing a variety of other instruments. So I actually get more of a workout from running around on stage, when I go out in the audience, switching between instruments and just trying to stay on top of things. Like by most, the song, it's kind of funny. I often go from a song where I play 15 instruments, literally running around stage because I play the drums and I go over and play my husband's accordion. So running around stage. And then I stop and I take 30 seconds. Now I'm going to sing Schubert's Ave Maria. It just is there. So my breath support for the first 4 measures is probably a little short of what it should be, but I make it through.
I guess. There's no lip syncing in the Molly B show, is there?
Absolutely. You know, we honestly get that question. Since Ted and I started, he covers the bass. He covers the accordion. He does the male vocals. I do the female vocals. I do the cording on piano. I play piano and trumpet at the same time. We got... That's right there. We're covering, 6 parts potentially, and then a drummer. So people, they see 3 people, but they're hearing like 6 instruments, you know, or in between voices and instruments. Then they're like, this has to be tracked. And no, we've never ever done anything tracked. It's kind of been against like, oh, I don't want to ever do that, but who knows? Maybe 5 years from now, I'll try a song just to do something fun like that. But no, never tracked. Always the full real deal when you see Molly B.
That's amazing. And explain how the instrument works too, because you know you're bringing it in at the top, you're bringing it down at the bottom. You never come in together, right?
Correct.
Side to side. How do you play?
Correct.
That?
And the reason why is because the accordion has the bellows, and without me pushing the bellows, I get nothing when I push down a key.
Oh.
I absolutely have to have the bellows being pushed in or out as I play. Otherwise, there's no air coming through these reeds. If I'd open this up, you'd actually see metal reeds. And so when I allow the air to be pushed, the reeds can vibrate. So when I push down a button, that's exactly what happens, is it's allowing air to flow through and the reeds vibrate, creating a sound. So now for those that are not in the studio, I'm going to tell you, I just played a note, obviously. I'm going to keep my finger down on that key, but I'm going to push the other direction. So every button I play has 2 sounds it can make. So so in that way, my brain has to go in an overload. And for musicians out there, it often fits in a 1 chord and then a 5 or a 5-7 chord or 5-9, whatever you want to do, but not always. And that's when it gets really tricky, when I end up hitting some weird buttons all around the button accordion. And I consider myself just a player, not someone that's a phenomenal and out there to win any awards or can, I mean, like my husband's very good and I know many good button accordion players. So
it's amazing that it works that way and works that well. Do you think that instrument gets a bad rap?
I think polka music in general just does. I think people are always wanting to advance music, advance thoughts, and forget the quality and the uniqueness, just the reason why we have the traditional polka music. So I think in general, people are trying to move forward and don't want to grasp onto their roots or the roots of their grandparents or whatever. And for that reason, yes. But other than that, I mean, there are bands that have accordions. And if you look at recordings of country music, you'll often find an accordion listed on there. And it adds a lot. Like, I just released my country recording a few years ago, and Ted was not on it. My husband initially, I said, can you please add accordion? This is what this recording is missing. And once he played it, man, did it fill it out. So, I think it gets a bad rap just because it's associated with polka music, and polka music isn't always, even though we know it's happy music, some people consider just old or old people music, and they don't want to give it a chance.
Well, in Texas, you know, you have like Tex-Mex. That's a little bit different than a polka, but you pretty much have to have an accordion in the band in Texas, too.
Oh, good golly, you do.
They say fiddle, but I think accordion, too.
Oh, no. When you go down there and hear those, yeah, Tex-Mex bands, and man, can they play. My jaw just drops when I watch them. But yeah, and down there in the state of Texas, the accordion is actually, it's definitely an instrument that people look up to and just respect more than I think they do in a lot of other areas. And you're right. It is because of the influence of the Hispanic culture that respect it, love it, and it's a treasured instrument.
Could you play another one?
I sure can.
Before you put that one down?
Yeah.
Okay.
My heart, and please don't tear it apart. You left me feeling blue when you found someone new. Me feeling blue when you found someone new.
Fun, even though it's a sad song.
Right? Oh, I know. Yeah. someone pointed that out to me because I don't think much about lyrics, or at least didn't as a child. And like, have you ever listened to the lyrics you sing? And we take country songs and we cross them over into polkas, and they're always the sad ones. And I'm like, and it's just, yeah, I'm always singing sad lyrics with a big smile. Woohoo, here we go.
Here we go.
You broke my heart again. Yeehaw. it's just, whoop-de-doo. What can I say?
I always think of, many people love the song You Are My Sunshine, but the lyrics are horrible after you get past You Are My Sunshine, right?
Absolutely horrible. Absolutely. I did a Mother's Day show. And I'm like, do I sing this or do I not? Because it's just, yeah. I mean, you get, like you said, you get past the first verse, even the chorus, please don't take my sunshine away. It's almost indicating like that person's going to leave. And
right.
But people sing it.
Everybody knows it. It's a fun sing-along song.
You're right. It is. And we like sing-alongs. That's one thing we do at our shows. We always try to keep the audience engaged. Oh, sing along with us. Or, oh, let your mind, we're going to do a song that you're going to remember. Like, we're here promoting our show. And a lot of the veterans in the audience are going to be those from the Vietnam War. So we actually chose songs from that era to perform that we're hoping it just brings back some memories, but in a good way, in a very good way. So,
very much so. The show's coming up on June 1st. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about it. Maybe we'll convince Molly to play another song here in just a little bit. We'll be back with more in a moment on WRCO. A show for Veterans Day coming up on Saturday, June 1st at the Cal Center in Reedsburg. Richard Knuth is in the studio, Molly B. as well. Oh, Richard, we got just a little sample, a little sample size of Molly B.
Lots well, that was a very good sample.
Yes, it was. But no, you've done these shows in the past, and I'm guessing veterans are really moved by the show.
Yes, veterans are. They're honored to participate and have quality music, and we like to see the house as full as possible. And it's a kind of a pleasure for us to be involved in it.
You stay busy during the year. I mean, this isn't the only event that you do, is it?
This is only part of my job. I take care of all the brat stands and the food stands and the raffle tickets for the American Legion And we do it. We're involved in the Christmas show, and yeah, we're involved in a lot of things for the American Legion, and a lot of our monies that we do have all stays in the area. We basically give it all back out to the community, and if we do support Camp American Legion up in Rhinelander. They're a camp where when you come back from military and you come back from war and issues overseas, you have a place to go and kind of wind down with your families, and no charge to the veteran. And just all kinds of, if there's a person in need in the community that's a veteran, we've paid rent already, we've paid the LP bills, and we make sure that they get monies to keep going.
Yeah, they just have to apply for it then.
They just have to apply for it, and I don't think we've ever turned anybody down. I mean, it's kind of what you want to call it, a tight-knit group. When you're a veteran, it's only, basically, veterans are only 1% of the population. And their roots go pretty deep. My dad was a veteran of World War II, and my dad's uncle was in World War I, and then my brother, he was military, and his son is military. He's retired military now in Fort Bragg, and now Saturday we're going down to Fayetteville, North Carolina, because his son is going on to the military too, and 82nd Airborne, and it's in the family.
My goodness, your roots do go deep, don't they?
Well, they go deep.
Military.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's certainly near and dear to you, Richard.
Yep, it is.
Yeah. And you just hope a good group will come out. How can people get tickets for the June 1st show?
Well,
at
right now you have to basically either go on the Molly's web page, the website.
Yep, MOLLIEB.com.
And she's got tickets you can put on credit card. And the other way, you give me a call, and we will put you at will call. And at that point in time, you can basically, just if you send a check, I guess at this point in time, I'd probably not take a check because sometimes they get lost in the mail. So you just tell me where you want to sit, and we'll put you on will call, and you show up and pick up your tickets.
Not a bad seat in the house there at the Cal Center.
There's not a bad seat. It's the biggest problem we have is sometimes getting to the seat because we do have steps. When you get to the back of the Cal Center, there are steps. They're large steps. They're about 4 or 5 inches high, and there's a platform about 4 feet, and then there's another 4 or 5 inches, and so there are steps. Mm-hmm. But that's the way it is.
You're not charging that $50 extra per ticket and then another $40 for parking and all that
stuff? No, we don't have that. We do have a lunch that we will be serving, starting about 10:30, 11 o'clock. We're having hot pork sandwiches, potato chips, pickle, cookies, drink for $7. So if you come in hungry, we can feed you. And so that's another thing that we do is we make the food for them and make food for Molly, and we take care of them too. You got to feed them. They get hungry on us, and so we take care of that.
You sing for your supper then, Molly.
Right. That's exactly right.
So you mentioned you've stayed busy, and you're going to be heading out, you said, on Monday for another show.
Yeah. I'm actually heading down to the country of Brazil. I've never been in the Southern Hemisphere, so this is going to be wonderful for me. I'm working with the Luther College Jazz Band. So I was an alumna of Luther College, so this is just very fitting for me to join them. And I'll be singing with them and playing my trumpet with them. And then I fly back, and the very next day I do 3 gigs, and the second one is the June 1st show. So I get a go, go, go. But I got thinking, I have a lot of shows in Wisconsin, but looking at my calendar for the rest of the year, I have this one on June 1st. I have one in Milwaukee on the day before Father's Day. I have one in La Crosse the last Sunday of October, and then it's a Christmas show. So there's not many opportunities to catch me anymore in Wisconsin this year. So I hope people do come out, because I do a lot of my national travel then once the summer hits and the fall. So yeah.
Throughout the whole country then, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Every East Coast to West Coast, North Dakota down to Texas. I probably play in Wisconsin and Texas the most. Probably. Yeah.
Is the show still on the air on RFD?
The show is still on the air. Yeah, so it's on Wednesday nights at 5:30. And is that right, Richard? 5:30, yes. And then Saturday night, it's at 9 p.m. I had to ask Richard because I sometimes get confused in time zones. Like, oh yeah, so I often talk Eastern, 6:30 and 10. But no, we're in the Midwest, so that is the correct time. And it's an hour-long show, and people still really, really enjoy it. And right now, I am advertising my schedule on there. So people watch the show, they can also get my performance schedule on there.
Wonderful. So you're still making new shows from time to time?
Not making new shows, just new commercials at the
new
moment.
New commercials,
that's,
okay.
That's it, yes.
But maybe back into production sometime for that?
You know, we don't really know. It's so up in the air. I always say you never say no, so that's still my answer. There's absolutely nothing planned, unfortunately. So.
What about any more Clint Eastwood movies?
Well, I wish I could say yes on that one, too. But no, there's nothing happening in that manner right now. But it's interesting, the Clint Eastwood movie, he called me in March, and by June you're recording, by December it came out. So that's how quickly those things can happen. And the chance of it happening again, I think, are actually very good. I just have no idea what that looks like at all.
Yeah. Well, never a dull moment, is there?
No. And my husband and I started a travel company this last year too. So this summer we're going to Europe for 2 weeks. We do a Greek island tour in September, and we're working on our next year's schedule. We plan on taking 3 or 4 international trips. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
The music you play though is pretty much universal worldwide, isn't it?
It really is. Everyone has some form of polka they can relate to. I would say the least relatable was when I was in Japan, but it's very accepted. When I performed in Japan, it was like we were rock stars. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, we'd be driving on our bus and they're woo! You know, and they got their peace sign out. You know, it's cool. Very, very cool.
That's awesome. They knew who you were, though. So
more so, they knew we were American musicians.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more about that. And then what we played, I don't know how much it mattered. They liked it. And they liked that we were American musicians there performing for them.
Good. Any new releases coming out?
No. We got a couple. There's three. Three we're working on. And one is just going to be all polka standards. You know, Beer Barrel Polka, Pennsylvania Polka, TikTok Polka, all those that people think of, like when someone says name a polka, that's the one they think of. It's going to be on that CD. So I don't know the release date of those. It's just projects in between everything else going on.
Is Beer Barrel number one, though, of all time?
I would say so.
Yeah.
And then Pennsylvania is right up there, mm-hmm. I would say. And then TikTok, believe it or not, is right up there, too.
Okay.
So, but yeah, Beer Barrel, Frankie Yankovic made it very popular. Andrew Sisters made it popular. So that started back in the late 40s and 50s, and this just continued. And the odd thing is, the Beer Barrel Polka on the chorus, you never hear the word beer.
No, you don't, do you?
Uh-uh.
We'll have a barrel of fun.
Yeah.
Roll out the
yeah,
barrel.
Yeah. Exactly.
In so, heaven, there is no beer is pretty popular,
too. Oh, yeah. That's another one's going to be on there. Yep.
It's one of your favorites, isn't it, Richard?
Very much.
Yeah.
I used to be able to dance, and I love to dance the polka, but my legs don't allow it no more. I just kind of gotten away from it. But
catch,
sure, love listening to it.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to listen,
yep.
And
yep.
People can get up and dance a little bit in the aisles,
yep.
Right?
Well, there really is not too much of a place to dance. It's all carpeted, and you know how that is, but mm-hmm. sometimes they try.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a good time, put it that way.
Yeah, you certainly will. Well, we look forward to the show coming up on June 1st. Anything else you'd like to add today, Molly?
I'm very thankful for the American Legion. I really am. I think they're doing great work, and Richard's done a great job leading them, and I appreciate their support. And one thing we do want to point out, as much as we stress this, that this is the show is for the veterans, we are honoring them in our show. And we're doing songs we hope they can relate to. But the show truly is for the public, from a child through an elderly adult. And it's going to have a variety of music, from polkas to waltzes to songs. Like, my brother's singing an Elvis tune. And we're doing some jazz tunes. We're doing an Andrew Sisters number. We're doing our military tribute. We have such a variety that I don't want someone to go, well, I'm not a veteran, I don't know a veteran. Well, that's absolutely no reason not to attend this. It's going to really be a great show. I started working on it in February. That's how much time I put into this. So I'm really excited to finally have it come to fruition.
Yeah, the last time you played at Reedsburg, I talked to a young man who was high school, college age, and he really, he was saying how much he enjoyed it. It's not just older people, it's younger people, it's people of all ages.
Yes, yes. And we have three comedians that are part of the act as well. I mean, it really is a variety show meant for everybody. And people don't leave disappointed. They just don't. It's always a good show.
Wonderful. We hope people will take it in. Richard, anything else you'd like to add?
Basically, we appreciate Molly coming. She's been doing it for 6-7 years, and it just seems like we always have a good time, and we'd like to see the people, and I'm glad the people have a good time. The guests are always the guests, and they'll have a good time. And I thank everybody for coming, and we'll hopefully we'll keep on for a few more years doing this.
We hope so, too.
I'll plug that website one more time.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I said it so quickly. It's my name, Molly B. So MOLLIEB.com. And you can click on tickets and get tickets there.
And my phone number is 608-393-7314. If you need tickets, call me anytime. People even call me at 24 hours of the day.
They do.
Wow. Oh, sure.
For a good time, call Richard.
Right? Well, that's true. For a good time, come June 1st. You'll enjoy that 2.5-3 hours. It'll go by so fast that you can't believe it. It just starts and it continues on. And 2.5 hours, you say, what happened? It's last 2.5 hours. But it goes fast.
Well, thanks for doing what you do, Richard.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming over and promoting it. And Molly, thank you so much. I know it was a sacrifice to lug in the music, but thanks for playing with us on the air here today. That's
course,
awesome.
So, of course. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Molly B., Richard Knuth joining us in the studio. Don't forget the show is coming up Saturday, June 1st in Reedsburg at the Cal Center.